talk a little college football here. First, do want to remind you this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Georgia wins. Easy one. Pretty much looked like what you thought it was going to look like. Georgia Tech goes up to Syracuse. We talked about Syracuse.
That carrier is different, man.
The lights are weird, first of all. You watch a game, and it's like, why does it look like? Oh, right. They're in the carrier dome, so everything is just like neon lights. What do they have?
I don't know.
But then, I mean, Kyle McCord was the starting quarterback at Ohio State last year for a reason. Yeah. And he went out there and balled on Saturday. They got a lot of transfers. Obviously, they got the coach that was on Kirby's staff last year. So I don't know that Syracuse is going to be great, but they certainly have some weapons. And yeah, man, I mean, look, still a good start to the season for Tech. You'd take 2-1.
They
through
still
three
had
in,
a chance to win that football game. I thought, you know, Haynes King, he was incredible running the football. I mean, that touchdown, those two touchdown runs, unbelievable. And then for them to get because the reason I thought they got the special teams turnover. I mean, they did everything to get it within 3 points, perfect drive and all those different things, onside kick. I mean, they fought. And I still think Georgia Tech should have won this game. But I kept saying, going up that carrier, though, it's just a different – and if I'm not mistaken – last time they had a little something going, they went up there and lost.
Yes.
And they kind of snowballed from there. But I don't think Brent Key's going to let it snowball like that. But they should have won. They had opportunities to win this football game. But their coverage in the back end was awful. And I'm talking about, you know, you looking at Kyle McCord, there were guys that were just running open. And he hit them. But there were guys running wide open. And so, but yeah, I mean, I think take a bounce back from this.
I think so too. I understand starting 2-0 with the win in Ireland and all that and the hype, but I don't know. I felt like 2-1 through the first three games was pretty reasonable.
Right.
There's still, you know, there's a lot of winnable games left on the schedule for sure. Texas went into the Big House.
Are we surprised?
No, not at all. Well, no. I thought Michigan would put up a little bit more of a fight than that early, and I thought Texas would lean on them, but they just smacked them.
What did we say, Friday? Who the hell is Michigan's quarterback?
Yeah, they got nothing on offense. Absolutely nothing on offense.
And their defense can do no more, just like freaking Clemson.
I thought their defense would hold up a little bit longer than that, but it didn't.
Texas is a problem, man.
Yeah, they're really good.
Texas is a problem offensively, defensively. They replaced these receivers, and Quinn Ewers is a bad man when he has time. I love that tight end they got. I mean, we know how good their offensive line. I mean, Texas is legit.
Yeah, they are.
Legit.
They're one of, very early in the year to say who is and isn't, but there's teams that aren't, for sure.
Yeah, but I wasn't surprised.
Yeah, they're a national championship contender.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised by them going and beating the hell out of them.
Tennessee beat the brakes off NC State as well. That was a neutral site game, right? That one was in Charlotte.
Yeah, the Mayo Bowl.
Those people eating mayonnaise. Yeah, they had Mayo people Bowl eating mayonnaise on TV. Don't do that. It's not good for you. It's bad for your cholesterol.
NC State, we saw the previous week, they struggled Western Carolina. Tennessee.
Yeah, that wasn't just a look-ahead game.
Yeah, it was.
They're just not that good.
Yeah, you look at Tennessee, you know, we know with that offense and with Nico.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. But their defense, they got hell raises over there.
They got first-rounders on the defensive line.
Yes, man. They got some hell raises over there. Tennessee's going to be a legit contender. Mm-hmm. They are pretty damn good, man.
Yeah, those are both teams, Texas and Tennessee, that I wouldn't be surprised at all to see in the playoff. Nebraska with a nice win over Colorado. Colorado can't protect their quarterback to save his life.
You got
it. Now, he talked about it after the game, and people were mad about it, whatever. He got asked about it, and he was honest.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? He got hit every single play.
No, you're getting your butt kicked. You bring in five new linemen, and they can't block nobody. I mean, this same issue that they had, they got to find a way to run the football. They got to find a way to do something. Linehan, I know, and it's always with these damn high-powered offenses, you want to keep an extra guy in. You got to do something. You got to do something to protect you. Right now, I saw that the other boy is out. I think he broke his forearm to safety, like he broke his arm or something. But they can't protect him. And you can't protect him. You can't win. And then the thing about it is it was over so fast.
Oh, yeah.
It was 28 over.
Yeah. Raiola looked good.
Yeah, game over.
So he's played two games now and looked pretty good so far, so that'll be fun to watch. Oregon escaped again.
Watch out now.
Man, Oregon, I don't know. People thought maybe it was early season rust against Idaho. They were down a touchdown in the fourth quarter against Boise State. Now they came back and got it.
Watch out now.
They came back and won the game, but yeah, man, good.
Watch out now.
Good, Oregon fans are worried.
Watch out now.
We like it.
And damn Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Notre Dame.
And the refs tried to cheat to win that game for Notre Dame, too.
Now, I think they're still in it.
They're giving them spot, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. You don't know. You don't get to go to the college football playoff if you lose to Northern
but
Illinois.
But see, that's what I'm saying. But because of how this structure.
But they don't play anybody else.
I understand that, but I'm just saying it's still Notre Dame. And they might be number 12.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Like, you're right. Like, if they win out and they play better and all that kind of stuff. But there's nothing that I've seen from them that shows me that they will. They have zero passing touchdowns in 2 weeks. One of those games was against Northern Illinois, who's good, I guess. I mean, I don't know. They seemed okay. They hit a couple really big plays, and good for them. Like, they went in there and won that game.
They might be ranked this week.
They're 25th.
Okay,
yeah,
good for them.
They got ranked 25th.
Good for them.
Which is good for them.
Give me my money.
You don't get to lose to Northern, Illinois at home.
Tell them to give me my money.
Yeah,
dog. It was because that was you're sitting there watching it and looking at the score like, what's going on up there?
Huh? You thought maybe it'd be like the Penn State game where they just escape late.
You're like, let me turn to the game. Oh, no, Illinois is a better football team.
Yeah, Northern Illinois is driving.
Yeah,
down one in the four. All right, all they got to do is get in field goal range, and they did it.
Yeah,
so there you go. Couldn't have happened to a better group of guys.
Yeah.
The Arkansas Oklahoma State game was really, really fun.
Irritating.
Arkansas loses a game where they had 700 yards of total offense. They'll find a way to lose.
I took Oklahoma State in this game, but I was like, oh my God, Arkansas is like, they were not missing offensively. Yeah. And then for them to come back and just trick it off the way they did, I thought the young kid from Boise State, the quarterback for Arkansas, looked really good in that offense. Mm-hmm. That's 2 weeks ago. I got a chance to listen to because I was out running around before noon, and I heard Chris Goforth and them talking about about this game. Chris Goforth and Fricky talking about this game specifically and the Petrino effect on this offense.
Yeah, it's real already.
It's real.
Yeah,
it's a real dude. The dude, he is lower than well, you know what? But the dude can call an offense, and so. Is that something where Mike Pittman can stay around? Because they're not giving him the job.
They already gave him the job.
No. They're not giving him the head coaching job.
Oh, that job.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
No.
If you.
No, they will hire the guy who makes the scout team cards. Let him be the interim head coach.
But my question is just why? If you can bring him back to be the offensive coordinator, then why can't you let him be the interim head coach?
He made a fool of them. But himself.
He did, absolutely. To the point where I'm surprised they ever brought him back on campus in the first place.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm not going to be shocked if by Halloween Bobby Petrino's on the sideline calling plays for offense and defense.
I tell you what, though. It's a damn shame what happened on the plane down there.
What happened? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Damn shame that happened. Oh, Auburn is
I think.
Well, how did Auburn go? He was him. That's who he is. That's him.
Yeah. Maybe Cal's good. Maybe Cal's really good. ACC, you know?
I mean, they came they came all from Berkeley.
It's a long way to go.
Down to the plane and smack.
They did.
And damn,
Auburn only scored 14 points. My wife's an Appalachian State fan.
Yeah, man. I was trying to wait till
you came. People probably know that.
Yeah.
Clemson, I guess, was mad about what happened against Georgia.
Yeah.
They had something to prove. And App State, on the first two plays, tackles for loss on Clemson.
It's
like, all right, here we go.
Here we go, baby.
Here we go, App State defense. Play 3, 76-yard touchdown. And then it was just bang, bang, bang. That game was 42-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
What? All right.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good. There were some good games.
There was other games that were good, but that one wasn't one of them. Washington won.
That's the most important thing.
2-0, baby.
Watched a lot of that. Where you go? Are y'all ranked?
No. You don't get ranked for beating Eastern Michigan, but Apple Cup this weekend.
Apple Cup, baby.
Apple Cup. Apples haven't even been picked yet. The apples are still on the trees.
So they got to go buy them.
Yeah, we got to store-bought apples
store-bought apples
for the Apple Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. College football's weird. Still fun, though.